All right, ready to dive deep. Today, it's the Book of Jude.
Ooh, Jude!
You sent us Dr. David Bauer's lecture notes.
Sounds like someone's ready for some.
It's a serious biblical scholarship.
That's right.
But don't worry, we'll keep things lively.
Oh, absolutely.
Jude is short but powerful.
Yeah, tiny book with a big punch. Like a fiery sermon tucked right into the Bible.
It seems like he doesn't hold back.
Not at all. He's calling people out, urging his readers, you know, fight for what's true.
One thing that really stood out from Dr. Bauer's notes was orthopraxy versus orthodoxy.
Yeah, that's key.
It's like Jude's more concerned with how beliefs play out in our lives, not just the beliefs themselves.
You got it. It's about right living, not just right believing. Putting faith into action. You got to walk the walk.
Show me your faith by your actions.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And to really make that point, Jude uses some pretty intense examples like Sodom and Gomorrah, fallen angels, those cautionary tales.
Yeah, those get your attention.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think he felt the need to be so graphic?
Good question.
He's using those shocking examples to show what happens when faith goes off the rails, when beliefs go wrong, what to avoid.
Like a warning sign, flashing lights and sirens.
Precisely. And it's not just individual sins. It's about a whole way of life that goes against God's will. This contrast, the path of righteousness versus, well, destruction.
Dr. Bauer's notes also mention the word kept coming up a lot in Jude. What's the significance there?
Kept is all about God's faithfulness in preserving his people. But there's a responsibility on our side, too, to keep ourselves in his love. It's this beautiful two-way street, this partnership.
It challenges the idea that we just passively receive God's grace, right?
Absolutely. True faith is about actively pursuing a relationship with God and letting his love transform us. It's not just about believing the right things. It's about that transformation.
But there's another side of kept, isn't there? The ungodly are also kept, but for judgment.
Right, which highlights those choices we make.
Align with God's truth,
or face the consequences. Makes you think, what was going through Jude's mind as he was writing this? He must have been really worried about his readers, you know, using such strong language, those vivid pictures.
It feels urgent. What do you think his main goal was?
I think he wanted to shake them out of complacency. He saw these false teachers twisting the truth, and he knew the danger, so it's a wake-up call. Stand firm. Fight for the truth.
Don't be fooled, right?
Exactly. He's urging them to test everything they hear against God's word. Don't be passive. Be active defenders.
Dr. Bauer mentions chiasm.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, that one went over my head.
Oh, it's simpler than it sounds. It's like a mirror image with words. Jude structures the letter so ideas are repeated in reverse order.
Like a literary sandwich.
You got it. And the main point he wants to emphasize, that's the filling right in the middle.
So what's the filling? What's the main point he's driving home?
It boils down to this. Contending for the faith. It's both the starting point and the goal.
So it's not just a one-time thing.
Not at all. It's lifelong commitment. Actively living out what we believe. Resisting anything that tries to, distort or undermine it.
So Jude's all about contending for the faith.
Right.
But what does that actually look like? I mean, it's one thing to talk about fighting for truth, but how do we live it out?
That's the big question. And luckily, Jude gives us some guidance on how to actually do it.
Okay, so spill it. What's the secret formula? How do we become faith warriors?
Well, Dr. Bauer's notes highlight two key things. Remembering and acting.
Remembering and acting. So it's not enough to just know stuff. We got to actually, do something with
it. You got it. Jude tells his readers, remember the predictions of the apostles. It's like there's this foundation they need to hold on to. Like, don't forget, hold fast to the truth.
So it's like grounding ourselves in what came before, like roots in the soil.
Exactly. And that's where studying the Bible comes in. Immersing ourselves, letting it shape us. It's like having a map and compass for life.
That makes sense. But Jude doesn't just stop at remembering, right? He also talks about action.
Right. It's not static. True faith, it's dynamic, it's active, it's taking what we know and letting it flow out. It's building on that foundation.
I like that. So remembering is the foundation and action is how we build on it.
It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? And he connects those two things, remembering and acting, with that phrase we talked about, keep yourselves in God's love.
Kept again.
Yeah.
But this time, it's about us doing something, right? Keeping ourselves connected to his love.
Exactly. It's like tending a garden. We need to actively nurture that relationship with God.
Reminds me of that verse, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you.
Absolutely. It's a two-way street. And that's what makes this whole keeping ourselves thing so powerful. We have a responsibility. It's like plugging into a power source that recharges us, sustains us.
So we've got remembering, acting, staying plugged in. But Jude also talks about action towards others, right?
You're right. He uses some pretty strong imagery, like convince those who doubt, save some by snatching them from the fire, have mercy on some with fear.
Wow, there's an urgency there.
It's like he's saying it's not just about us. It's about reaching out, pulling people back from the brink.
He suggests different approaches too, right?
Yeah, for different people.
Yeah.
Persuasion for those who are doubting, intervention for those trapped, compassion for those teetering.
No one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. It takes courage, compassion, speaking truth even when it's uncomfortable, but doing it with love.
That's a tough balance.
Hmm.
And it makes me think about community, how we need each other in this.
We're not meant to go it alone, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We need each other to encourage, challenge, hold each other accountable. Like Sherpas, helping us climb that mountain of faith.
Iron sharpens iron, right?
It's a beautiful picture of community. We rub off on each other, learn, spur each other on, and Jude's urging us to do just that.
And remember, he says God's power is there to help us, not just in our own lives, but in reaching out to others, too.
Changes everything, doesn't it? We don't have to rely on just ourselves. It's like a secret weapon.
It's like he's giving us this pep talk. You got this. You have everything you need to stand firm, live right, and make a difference.
Yeah, but he's realistic, too, you know? It's going to be a fight. There will be opposition. We'll need to really fight to hold on to the truth.
Which is why he uses such strong language.
Right. Contending for the faith, snatching people. It's serious.
But there's also hope there, isn't there?
Absolutely. This conviction that God wins, that those who are faithful will be preserved, it's woven through the whole letter.
So it's a call to action, but also a message of hope. We're not fighting a losing battle.
Exactly. And that's what makes Jude so relevant for us today. You know, in a world where truth is, well, increasingly hostile, where right and wrong get blurred.
It can feel overwhelming, for sure.
It's easy to feel disillusioned, lose our footing, wonder if it's even worth it.
But Jude tells us it is worth it.
Right. The stakes are high, but the rewards are even higher. We have a responsibility to stand firm. Not just for us, but for others, too.
We're not just watching this all happen. We're part of it.
Exactly. We're called to make a difference.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into Jude, what's the one thing you want to leave with our listener?
That's a good question. I think it's this. Don't underestimate the power of small, faithful acts. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture and think ours don't matter. But Jude, it's just this little book, right? But its message, it's resonated for centuries, inspiring people to live courageous, compassionate lives.
Back for the final part of our Jude deep dive.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, huh?
This little letter packs a punch. We've talked about contending for the faith.
Right.
Remembering what's true, putting it into action, impacting those around us.
It really does feel like we've covered a lot.
But now, how do we actually apply it? Because it's one thing to get fired up.
Right.
But how do we make it stick in everyday life?
That's the key question. And Jude, he actually gives us some clues.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Remember those descriptions of the ungodly people? Defiling the flesh, rejecting authority, reviling glorious beings.
Yeah, he didn't hold back.
Not at all.
But I'm guessing it's more than just avoiding those specific things.
You're right. There's a deeper principle here.
What is it?
It's about rebellion against God's design, rejecting truth, embracing what's false and harmful.
So it's not just about a list of rules.
No.
It's about aligning our lives with God's truth.
That's it. And it starts with looking at ourselves, examining our hearts.
Our motivations.
Right, those hidden patterns. Asking tough questions like, where am I compromising?
Where are those worldly values sneaking in?
Exactly.
That's powerful stuff. But it takes honesty, humility.
It does. Letting God shine a light on those dude's corners. But that's where change begins.
So we've got that inner work.
Yeah.
But Jude also wants us to be engaged with the world, right? To be careful about what influences we let in.
Absolutely. Remember, those ungodly folks, they weren't content to just go their own way.
Right.
They wanted to drag others down. Jude warns about those who flatter to gain advantage, those who set up divisions.
So it's being wise about who we listen to, what we watch, what we read.
Yeah, where we spend our time.
Recognizing that ideas have consequences.
Absolutely. But it's not about shutting ourselves off from the world either.
Right.
Jude still calls us to reach out to others, engage with those who are hurting.
So again, that tension, discerning but compassionate, protecting ourselves but offering grace.
Yeah, it's a balancing act.
It really is. That's where we need God's wisdom, his strength.
We can't do it alone.
So it's a journey of constant learning, leaning on God's grace.
Beautifully said. And it's worth it, even when it's tough. Because what's at stake is huge.
Fighting for a truth that can change lives, heal, set people free.
It's a battle worth fighting, even if it means going against the grain, standing up for what's right, speaking truth even when it costs us.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, Jude, what's your final challenge for our listener?
Don't let Jude's message fade away. Let it stir you up, motivate you. Step out in faith. Make a difference. Contend for the truth. It's worth fighting for.
Yes. And we're not alone. We've got God's power with us.
Yeah, that's right. Let's be those faithful warriors, compassionate peacemakers, courageous truth tellers. The world needs it.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Jude.
You're welcome.
We hope you found it helpful.
Hope so.
Until next time, keep seeking truth, growing in grace, and diving deep.